With Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Next up is our weekly update from the team at Eat Out and Food 24, which are the country's biggest restaurant review and foodie platforms, respectively. Tessa Purden, who is the head of content for both sites, has put together this week's news. Let's take a listen.
The Winchester Hotel, formerly known as Winchester Mansions in Sea Point, recently reopened to the public after a 90 million rand renovation. And the hotel has a new restaurant called Shoreditch House, which takes its name from the area of Shoreditch in London. The foundation of the restaurant experience is built on a menu where everything is cooked with charcoal, wood, and open flame. So most of the dishes all have a deep smoky flavor. You can expect things like char-grilled seasonal vegetables, fresh line fish, tuna tacos, ribeye with chimichurri, and the most heavenly filled churros for dessert. The hotel will also be reintroducing its famous jazz brunches in the courtyard. So make a booking if you love the idea of a lazy Sunday sipping mimosas while listening to live music. And then it's cherry season, which is always very exciting. And you've probably seen them adorning supermarket shelves and at various food markets. At Food 24, we love to celebrate them in all manner possible as they are so special and they're around for such a short period of time. So today on Food 24, we are featuring 8 fun cherry desserts, which include a Black Forest tiramisu, frozen cherry cheesecake, and a boozy festive frangipani with cherries. You can find all of these recipes on the Food 24 homepage. And then finally, yesterday was the 8th anniversary of the death of our former president, Nelson Mandela. And our team recently had the most incredible opportunity to interview his personal chef, Xolisa Ndoiya, who is now the chef at a new hotel that's in the same space that used to be Madiba's home from 1992 to 1998. Xolisa shared some lovely stories about the former president, how he often craved her umphokoqo, which is fluffy millie meal served with sour milk. He was away in London one time and asked her to cook it for him, and his team sent it over to him in London, and they called it the president's medication because he loved it so much. She also shared how Mandela used to spend Christmas in Kunu with his family, and you can read all about her special memories in our article up on Food 24 as well.
Thank you so much. That was Tessa Purden, head of content for Eat Out and Food 24. And I've got to tell you, Tessa, I actually cook one of Xolisa's recipes regularly. Madiba lamb chops, one of the favorite dishes in my house. It's a very simple recipe with lamb chops that are basted with a soya sauce and oregano based basting with a bit of tomato sauce in there. It has long been a family favorite ever since we picked up a copy of Xolisa's cookbook a couple of years ago. So definitely recommend looking out for that article. And seeing as you mentioned the cherries, let me also just give everyone a heads up that we're actually talking cherries on the show tomorrow. We'll have a conversation about the local cherry industry. They'll explain a little bit about why the cherry season is as short as it is. And then next week in our trivia quiz, we are going to be giving away kilograms and kilograms of cherries. So if you are a fan, make sure you're listening next week.